509 from 779.
Yeah, okay, I'm here on this one. I can hear you loud and clear here. Makes me wonder if there's technical issues going on because it was cutting in and out, so I didn't know if something's going on or not. Right, that's why I went to a totally different radio and was still having the same issues. I'm not getting the squelch tail, so I didn't know if it was a technical issue or not, and then you're kind of breaking up. Yeah, but I'm not breaking up here, am I?
No, you're fine right here, so I don't know, hopefully we didn't break the repeater.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, with all the other stuff that's been going on when we was talking on there, that it was having issues then, I wonder if it's finally starting to catch up.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. I'm not sure if it's being monitored regularly or not, but I'll have to let someone know. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that was interesting. So, and then you were saying something about medical stuff, about repeaters and stuff. I wasn't sure what exactly you meant by that one, but I guess we text over the phone about that one. But yeah, that's quite interesting, though, with some of that issues up there.
Yeah, it's not a secret. It's like PRA was an Oregon Healthcare Coalition or some kind of net where they were doing stuff at different places across the state and other places where that system is active. So just kind of interesting to listen to. So I even tried to chime in, but I'm out of range with a handheld. Even though I'm hearing the station pretty loud and clear, but that's what I was listening to.
No, I don't, because I turned, when I had somebody here, I had the radios turned down, so I probably missed it. So, but that'd be interesting.
Yeah, most definitely. Into the nets and stuff they do or anything, just to know, but someone across is kind of cool.